The public chamber in Moscow became a platform for a lively dialogue between Russian lawmakers and culture figures and representatives from the Iranian embassy in Moscow. They talked about existing ties between Russia and Iran and ways to strengthen them.
Relations between Russia and Iran have always been different to others. While some others choose to boycott Iran, Russia sees Tehran as an important strategic partner. We must strengthen our cultural and education ties further.
The guest of honor at the hearing was the Iranian ambassador to Russia. The talks were focused on removing the distorted image of Iran. The two countries have a centuries-long history, and the speakers wanted to make sure it's remembered.
Iran is a country that Russia has to get to know again, because Iran's image is not an objective one. It's distorted by the enemies of Iran. But Iran is completely different and has been subject to propaganda wars against it.
Cultural relations between Russia and Iran were established back in the Soviet Union. And it has continued through to modern Russia with various initiatives. They include regular culture and film weeks in Russia and Iran, translating books into Russian and Persian, and organizing Christian Orthodox and Islam dialogues.
Good cultural ties bring nations closer, improve political and diplomatic relations. Iran and Russia are neighbors and partners. Close cultural ties between them ensure security in the region and the rest of the world.
The two sides discussed developing cooperation in education too. Only a handful of Iranian students attend Russian universities, while both countries rate the quality of each other's education highly. Iran and Russia want to improve the situation. Attracting Iranian students to Russia and vice versa was an important part of the discussions. The speakers agreed that there are plenty of opportunities for the two countries to reap mutual benefits from student exchange. Cultivating on tourism and business opportunities is a big step to strengthen ties between the two countries further. Julia Lubova, Press TV, Moscow.